On today's show, the guys talk with Robert James Gabriel, founder and developer of HelperBird.com, about dyslexia and how HelperBird can help support students in the classroom. There's an East Initiative update, information on upcoming appearances, all of that and more up next on EduTech Guy. Yeah. You're listening to the EduTech Guys, EduTechGuys.com. Hello and welcome to EduTech Guys. I'm David Henderson.
Hey, I'm Jeff Madlock.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for grabbing a hold of this episode. We got a really cool one for you.
So hang on tight because it's going to be a roller coaster ride of fun.
That's right. But don't hang on too tight. You got to hold on loosely.
Hang on loosey.
Or that too. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay.
Diamond or girl with girl's best friend.
Oh, so you said you were done.
Girls.
Best friend.
Oh. All right. Hey, listen, we'll stop that, but don't stop listening to us and don't stop yourself from going out to the web. Hey, just go to Google, type in EduTech Guys, and you're going to find us there staring back at you. And also, you can go to the website at www.edutechguys.com. Drop down to the bottom of the page, you'll find a little form there. You can reach out to us and, you know, let us know what's going on. Always hit us on social media.
That's right. You can always hit us.
Yeah, just pull our picture up and just slap the screen.
I know that's what my kids do today.
Hey, you know, we're really excited. We have a great show today. And it's, I think October is Dyslexia Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Is that correct? And so
I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is. And so we have a really special guest on today with a really special helperbird.com that is, you're looking it up now, I hope, because it's really awesome. He has a really so great cool story of how he founded and developed mm-hmm. this, and he's, you know, as a programmer. And this is really cool. This is from the heart, and it does a lot of really awesome stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about awesome stuff. One of the cool, awesome things we've always been a part of is the Conrad Challenge. And what's really cool about the Conrad Challenge is it invites teams of 2 to 5 students between the ages of 13 and 18 to kind of innovate new products and services that address global challenges in any of kind of 6 categories of aerospace and aviation, cyber technology and security, energy and environment, health and nutrition, smoke-free world, and transforming education with technology. What's cool is along the way, there are coaches and judges from the best in business, industry, research, and academia worldwide that guide these teams' development of their innovative ideas.
Yeah, so if you're interested in submitting a team, if you want to put a team together, a team of your students, or if you are a student listening, interested teams should visit the registration form at conradchallenge.org and check out the 2019-2020 Conrad Challenge overview for more information on this year's competition, but time is running out quickly. The registration will remain open until Friday, November 1st, 2019 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. So you want to make sure that you get your everything filled out before then. Expert judges will then select teams in each challenge category who will advance to develop comprehensive business plans for their innovation in round 2 of the competition.
Yeah, don't miss out. Just visit conradchallenge.org for more information.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the EduTech Guys. We're really excited to have our next guest on the show today, and we're going to let him introduce himself and tell us who he's with and what he does and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Hi, guys. My name is Robert James Gabriel, an Irishman currently living in Arkansas in the United States, but I'm currently talking to you from Canada. I'm 26 years old. I have dyslexia, and I got into kind of programming and went through high school and college, and I got into programming when I was like 15 years old. But at that time, it was an interesting time in my life where my teacher told me and my parents that I should drop out of school because they thought I was struggling and wouldn't achieve anything. My parents were very passionate about what she said and got intervention, and they discovered I was dyslexic and I got the help and I was able to thrive. And then a couple of months later, I won the school like just under $10,000 in prizes from a programming competition.
Wow.
So then I was at the university. So that's kind of like the dyslexia story. And then I went on, did a computer science, And now for the last 18 months to a year, I've been doing a piece of software called Helpovert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, I think it's, I think it's great that, I don't know if this is like the politically correct way to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Despite the fact that you have dyslexia, you still went with programming and, you know, a lot of that stuff. I mean, that is a lot of text and numbers that you are staring at all the time.
Yeah. At the start, I didn't really have an issue with it, but the more you progress into like the computer science field, it became more and more of an issue. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, I was building these little tools to help me. And then once I realized that they were useful to me, they're probably useful to someone else.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah, and in turn, that's why I love color contrasts and stuff like that. So my programming setup is all weird colors in comparison to like a traditional programmer of sorts.
Right.
So how did that? So let's talk about that. So let's talk about. So you got into programming. It really once you were diagnosed with dyslexia, then it kind of for you it was like, okay, I can do this now. Now I know how to start fixing the issues that I have. So fixing any learning issues that you had. So at what point did you realize, or who did you sit down and talk to at the same time, or did you come to the epiphany on your own that I need to make helper birds to create, you know, to start programming and helping companies or this company create something to help people with dyslexia, dyspraxia, autism, all kinds of things on the web? How did that happen? What was the lightning bolt for you?
So I worked at an amazing company called Teamwork.com. They do a project management software. And during my internship there, I need going from college work to, you know, professional work is a huge jump. And they gave me like a month of practicing and learning. So I decided to make the tools I had already built into something a bit more professional. And I put it on the Chrome store. And that was just for myself. So I could use it and people in the office could use it if they want. And then like a couple of months later, I completely forgot about it. And like 3-4 months, my friend was up and I checked again and there was 4,000 people using it.
Wow.
Without any notice or change. And I always maintained it and changed it and tweaked it. And then if you know the Open Dyslexic font, the guy who manages that contacted me and asked me that I wanted to maintain the full-time one. So if you use that, I also work on that one.
Oh, wow, part-time. Cool.
So I saw these needs and then I decided to focus on helping write a bit more full time in my on my part time. And then it came to a point where I was feeling a bit burnt out and I decided to take some time out and focus on it properly. And within the first 6 months I was getting letters and emails from parents and people at work, and it's so heartwarming to see people saying I was struggling or my kids finally being able to read on the web. And it's, you know, as cheesy as it sounds, those things make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
And it's just growing. And, you know, I've made some mistakes by pushing out stuff that wasn't fully finished and people giving out to me everyone does the kind words do outweigh the software. And plus it's just so sweet seeing all these emails come in.
Yeah.
And making a difference, because I struggled through school and I hope this helps someone. And that's all I want to do with it.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
You know, that's I was just telling David earlier, my mother had posted a graphic on social media today, and it said, don't let your job create mental illness for you, you know, or work for mental illness. And we talk about that, you know, David and I, we've gotten on in our years, you know, we've done our work and getting closer to retirement every day. But it's real interesting. We realize for our children and for your generation, it's really great when you can find something that makes you happy. That makes you happy to do and leads toward this. And, you know, doing something like this, it makes you happy because you enjoy doing it. It's programming. It's what you like to do. But it also fills a whole nother section of your life and those of others. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, and then that was it. My job at Teamwork was fantastic. It was just I didn't manage my time correctly. And then when I discovered work and helper, it was the hold was missing, as I put it in my heart. And
yeah.
I look forward to work every day.
Cool.
Yes.
So let me ask this. So in Helperbird, let's talk about dyslexia. And so your dyslexia, if you don't mind talking about it, there are different symptoms, and I don't know if it's called symptoms. Yeah, I'm not schooled enough on dyslexia, but there are different pieces of dyslexia. Someone has one problem, someone might have another problem with, say, character font sizes or fonts turning themselves upside down and moving and things like that. What's the biggest piece of helper bird that you find that helps most people with dyslexia? Which one is the big one?
It's funny because in my case, A's and E's, I won't see them on a page if they're next to each other or on pages. They blend, or even my fiance will notice that when I'm texting her, they're missing out of the words or I misread it. But the one thing I've noticed, especially as I added more features, there's never one, as they say, there's no cure for dyslexia, but there's things that help. Mm-hmm. But from the features I've released, is definitely fonts that are heavier based at the bottom seem to help users to keep track. Then there's the cognitive load, where we added this feature recently, where it has a granule effect across the font, so it'll go from red to blue, so your eyes can track the sentences a lot quicker and easier.
Oh yeah.
But then the bigger one has definitely been the text to speech, and then we highlight each word as you spot around, and I think that's definitely been the biggest winner as in terms of features we released. But again, the one thing I felt about Helperbird, and I noticed from other like pieces of software, is that they don't allow the user to customize any way they want. Mm. So I have some users who come in who have a blue overlay and red font. And I'm like, this, I cannot read this, but they clearly find it super useful. And that's the goal here, is to give the people, anyone who uses it, the customization they want to make it easier for them on the web.
Awesome.
Or across their browsing.
Well, and I think that is a very key piece of information, without necessarily mentioning some of those competitors. There's one that immediately pops in my head. It's shark related. But I think that's one of the things where your solution is, that's where it sets itself apart. I mean, because of the fact that it's not straight out of the box, this is the way you have to use it. It's, yes, this is how it comes out of the box, but you change it to meet wherever you are on that, whatever different issues you have with your reading, with your comprehension, in your visualization. You customize the software, you as the user, customize the software to whatever your experience needs to be. That's fantastic. That is probably one of the things that pushes your product over the edge from many of the other ones out there.
And I do have to give credit. I have a personal family friend, and his kid, his child has dyspraxia, dyslexia, and a few other conditions. And he's told me he spends thousands a year on different software. Mm-hmm. And he's like, just combine them and allow me to customize them. That would be what I'd happily allow my child to use, and make sure it's friendly so she can customize it.
Awesome. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the one thing I've noticed from users using it is that they'll only ever use your settings once. So they don't actually know we release new features until we pop up a notification. But they're happy the way it is.
Yeah.
So it's a funny little problem to have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this, yeah. We got new stuff. And they're like, I'm good. Yeah. Just leave me alone.
Listen,
yeah.
this 75 Ford still runs good for me. Yeah, I'm good. That's, yeah. Right. That's awesome. That speaks volumes, it though, does. To your software. That means that it's getting it done. So for our listeners and to the layman out there, kind of give us a brief overview of actually how it works. So what does it do? So I'm using it and I want to read the CNN website for news. How would that help me?
So the way Helperbird works is to be an assistant to anyone who's using it. So if you're on the CNN website and you struggle with their font, you can change that font to over 21 fonts. I'm adding new ones every month. Once people suggest to be added in, then you might notice, oh, these flashing images on the right are really annoying and it's kind of distracting me, or I might have some light epilepsy. You can disable and get rid of all the images if you wish that are flashing on the page. And then you might have, some users might have light sensitive disorder. So we can put a tint over the page and now you can make it easier to read.
Wow.
Or if you don't understand a word, like I struggle with a lot, is you can right select the word and it will explain it and give you all alternative words to use and the synonyms and antonyms of what the words actually mean. And then if you want, you can read out the whole text of the page as well. And all these settings are synced, meaning you log into your work machine and then you can go home and all your settings will still be there. And it cross-platform. We also have other features like you can change the color, because a lot of websites don't actually care in terms of design for accessibility. I've noticed in terms of people who are blind or, you know, have poor eyesight. So you can change the font to be a lot darker to make it stand out more instead of blending in. And we also do a new feature, which is very popular, is adding underline four different colors under every link. So people who are colorblind can clearly tell what's a link and what's not and what's text.
Yeah. Wow.
So making the web customized to your needs is a nice, is the tagline I go with.
Well, you know, what's amazing about Helperbird is that that this is actually for everyone, because everyone can use this. There is a feature in it that would help everyone when they're working on reading, especially online now. I mean, that is amazing. I can see. So can it be used? And I know the answer to this, but I'd like to hear you say it. So, you know, a lot of schools, all of our school districts are using a Google Suite for education. So students are using Docs and Spread and Sheets and the whole bit. And it works perfectly in those applications also.
Yeah, that was one of the main things we did straight away, was make sure that all existing school software, it would be work in partnership with. So I'm actually flying down to the Google Chrome Summit in a couple of weeks to talk to some of the developers and advocates down there to get like more integration in. So hopefully we'll be like brothers by the end of it.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, I was noticing, we did some research. You know, we always like to find out what's going on. And it's interesting how big the web is, because we don't know about things until we find out when we meet people like you and we find out with these great things that are out there. So what's great is you guys offer a free version, which is pretty much everything you need to get started, which will, to me, is enough for them to go, oh, this is perfect. Oh, and look, I can add these things to it. And the price point is glorious, by the way. That's just beautiful price point.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, sometimes I think, is it too much? Is it too little? What's the right point? But as I see it, it's a cup of coffee a month or a video game a year is a nice way.
Well, and for a school district, you know, you've got it at $99.99 a month for a school district. That's unlimited users, unlimited everything. Yeah. That's the full product for as many active users as you need. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's the way I like to think it, because, again, it's kind of hard to know what the pricing point is, but in my heart, I want everyone to have the tools they need to be accessible and to grow and to, you know, to do their needs. And I think that is the best point. And, you know, as many people as you want, and each student can take it home as well and have it personally. It doesn't matter as long as their school is part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So good.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the things that I noticed as we were looking over that the list of features, for a school district that buys the unlimited users, they get something called Success Manager. What is Success Manager?
So a Success Manager, we actually flew up here to Toronto to help a school district up here who wanted training. So we'll personally help you get set up, any trainer, any training that might be needed, any one-to-one with the teachers. If you have any problems throughout the year, anyone else who's helping on Helperbird will make sure that you are happy 100% and anything you might need, like a one-to-one kind of concierge almost.
Yeah.
By how I like to think it.
Yeah.
And if you have any suggestions, we'll roll out the features within 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks we do new features, new releases. So that's what the Success Manager does here, is just to make sure that you're 100% happy. And if you're not happy within 30 days, we'll give you everything back in the first 30 days.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that probably doesn't happen very often. I mean, really. I mean, this really is phenomenal. My wife helps with dyslexia at the district where she works, and I can't wait to show her this.
Yeah.
I really can't.
Yeah, I shared it with my dyslexia coordinator already. And so, yeah, this is I'm looking forward to putting this episode out there, because we're going to hit everyone with this. And I have to say, and I hope I don't jinx it, when you talk with the Google guys, I hope you become brothers, and because then you might not ever have to worry about this again, and it would just be available to everyone. You know how mm-hmm. Google is. They right, might yeah. go, yeah, dude, let's make this happen for right. everybody. So,
yeah.
We won't jinx it, though.
So just some of the things in the future, like it also works on Edge, Firefox, and Chrome, and soon to be Safari. So you log in on one machine, all your settings are synced across, and hopefully the start of next year we're going to have like an iPad app of some sort out as well. And that, again, you know, the one license is for every device and things like that.
So, yeah,
that is. But I hope we get some more Google Docs support, because I've already been talking to them, but I'd love a bit more.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this question. What's your take on ed tech right now? What's your take on where we're going with educational technology? And don't you think we've kind of settled a little bit, or do you think we're still growing?
I think it's been interesting, because when I started focusing on helping for full-time in the past like 18 months, it did seem like it was a bit settled. But now that I'm starting to see more innovation, more changes, more, you know, more tools to help people, and I think it's fantastic. So I'm very excited for the future, and that's why I even email and talk to other people who are working on software to see if there's anything I can help with, or, you know, any partnerships or things like that. But it's very exciting, because as someone who went through school before computers or tablets were there, I know any piece of technology is going to help students and like make them thrive a bit more. Because I don't want anyone to go through the, you know, when you're struggling through school with issues that you're not diagnosed with, it's bad.
right, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Robert, if folks want to reach out and pick your brain, do you mind sharing like Twitter and things like that?
Yeah, so I'm Robert J. Gabriel on Twitter and basically every social media. And my direct messages are open, so I'm happy to answer. And if you go onto the support page on Helperbird, so helperbird.com/support, I'm on there 24/7. So I'm happy to answer any questions, or if anyone wants a free month or a trial, just mentioned this podcast here, guys, and I'll happily give you a month or two for free.
Awesome.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's really cool, man. Yes.
We'll definitely spread the word on that one.
Yeah.
And now you said, and I'm going to jump in here real quick before we take off, but you are now currently based in Arkansas.
Yes. We were listening to your podcast just before here. Me and my friends, they copped on to that I'm down in Hot Springs.
Yeah, that's right up the road from us.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
We are definitely going to have to come up with we'll a time where we can get together and kind of have a live
lunch chat session. Out,
that's right, some lunch and hang out. And
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fantastic. We were laughing just beforehand. We were like, I think they're pretty close. And then I saw the name on. Okay, they're only down the road.
Right.
That's hilarious.
That is great. So
we actually could have driven up there and done this live.
Well, except he's in Canada right now.
He's in Canada, yeah. So. I'll tell you what, we'll definitely, when you get back from, you know, in a few months or in a few weeks, when you guys get some stuff settled and everything's going good, get back on the show. We'd like to hear what's happening. We'd like to keep up with this. We'd like to help you spread the word. This is really awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to, guys, anytime, and I'll make sure to keep in touch, because we're only down the road from each other as well.
Yeah, yes, awesome. Exactly.
Hey, well, cool. We're going to definitely make sure we spread the word, and we want to thank you once again for coming on the show.
That's perfect. Thank you so much, guys, for having me. It's been a blast.
Hi there. I'm April Jackson, and this is your East Update. This week, we hear from East students at Roberts Elementary School.
Hi, I'm Emma. I decided that I want to be an East because I have seen many people say that East is a really cool place, and I'm like, whoa, you get to hang out with technology. It's like you can be technology's best friend. So then I tried out the next year and I made it in, and I'm like I saw the East and I'm like, whoa. Like.
So you guys have to try out for East at your school?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
You go through this interview, first, Ms. McBride hands them a sheet of paper, and your parents have to sign it to make sure they're okay with it. And then they'll assign you for a morning, and you'll go in there, fill out an application, which is just about, like, what would be a cool East project? What is one technology and how does it work, maybe? And just ask you questions, and then you go in for an interview that day, and they just ask you a question, you, like, what's a problem in your community? And you just fill out that, like just talk about it. And then you'll find out if you made it. But like, it's really cool because it basically causes you to really think about it, pause and think about it, instead of just like, oh, I made it in. And it makes you really want to try.
If you're interested in hearing more about East students or learning how to partner with the program, visit our website at eastinitiative.org or follow us on social media at The East Initiative. I am April Jackson, and this has been your East Update.
Hey, thanks again to April Jackson and the students from Roberts Elementary School for bringing us a wonderful East Update this week. Hope you learned from it. And if you haven't, remember to go out to eastinitiative.org and take a look at what's going on with that program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man. Really cool stuff happening there.
Hey, and talking about really cool, thanks again so much to Robert James Gabriel for sharing his program and everything that they are doing to help with not just dyslexia, as we learned, all sorts of helpers for anyone to be able to surf the web a little easier.
Yeah, really cool stuff. Helperbird.com.
Yeah.
Yep, and we're going to share that out on the social media, so don't forget to follow us on Twitter and the Facebook and the Instagram and all that good stuff. Don't forget to go out to edutechguys.com. And I'm sorry, and you can visit us there or go to Google. Sorry, that's what I was trying to get out.
Okay.
Google. Yeah, we're I don't know, what's wrong with us today? Oh, it's caffeine. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Too much caffeine. And the weather's changing. You know, it's got that kind of crisp feeling. It's October in Arkansas, so normally it's still like, bathing suit weather.
Yeah.
Like someone I was talking about today, I love it on the 78th day of July.
Yes, exactly. So,
but, this year in Arkansas, it's kind of surprising me. Usually this time, we're not in kind of a nice football game weather. So now when you go to a football game and it's 60 degrees, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm not sweating my hat off up here. Right.
Sweating my hat off.
So anyway.
Hey, but remember that as Robert James Gabriel said, if you reach out to us and fill out the form, probably the easiest way is to either fill out the form on the website or hit us up DM on Twitter. Give us your contact info. We'll pass it along, and he'll hook you up with a free trial to helperbird.com.
Yeah, can't miss it. That's really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, hope you're keeping up with us on the web and all that kind of good stuff. Remember, if you ever have a question or you'd like to be on the show, just visit us on the web and let us know. DM us, as they say. Isn't that what the kids say? DM me.
DM me.
Cool, man. Hey, it's been a great show. I'm Jeff Madlock.
I'm David Henderson.
We'll get you next time.
You've been listening to the EduTech Guys. EduTechGuys.com.